This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time for you some more football. NFL Lunch, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, featured artist Friday, Dropkick Murphys, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Jeff Howe from The Athletic, saying that Cooper Kupp's asking price has been as high as $15 million. Yeah. Per season. And on that topic, Adam Schefter saying that the Cowboys are not considered to be a likely landing spot for Cooper and his $15 million asking price.
I'm guessing that Cooper Kupp, nobody, he with what he's asking, Bob, nobody's going to go there.
Because it went from the Cowboys are going to make a strong push to now not considered a likely landing spot.
Well, I'm guessing they probably looked at what Hopkins got, 1 year, $5 million, and they probably said, okay, maybe we give him a little bit more than that, like $7 million, but 15? Nah, that ain't happening. Nobody's doing that.
And speaking of Diana Rossini from The Athletic, Minnesota, seriously discussing, air quotes, the possibility of bringing in Aaron Rodgers, because right now it looks like Pittsburgh Giants and now Minnesota added to the mix.
Yeah, the only thing...
Go with, full on Favre, man. Do it.
Yeah. And well, what if J.J. McCarthy has a great, training camp and, preseason and stuff then? But I guess Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years, and it turned out to be pretty good for him behind Favre.
Yep.
So I could see, because the Vikings right now, they have a good enough roster, Bob, where they could win the NFC. And... do you want to trust that to a rookie quarterback? I mean, the weapons that you've got and everything, and to have Aaron Rodgers for a year, I don't think it's a bad, it's kind of like insurance, and then you can bring JJ along slowly. He's still only, what, 21? He's still a young dude.
But how much is left in the Rodgers tank? We've talked about it all week long, and we'll be talking. Please sign with someone, Aaron Rodgers. His stats weren't that bad.
No,
last year for the Jets.
He played all right at the end of the year. End of the year, he played pretty decent. And with those receivers, tight ends, running game and everything, and with Kevin O'Connell, I think that's probably the best place. And I said it on national radio show, the best place for him to go would have been Minnesota. And if they get him, I think the people will be, you know, extremely happy there. He's playing in a dome. You know, so the only two outdoor division games is Chicago and Green Bay, which he's used to.
Now, DeAndre Hopkins met with the media today at One Winning Drive. Within the hour, as a matter of fact, the conference closed, and he was asked about a lot of things, and in particular, how the deal with Baltimore came together, ultimately.
You know, obviously, you know, I was in Kansas City, you know, so, you know, we really, you know, didn't, you know, do too much, you know, thinking that, you know, possibility of me being back in Kansas City. But once we, you know, found out that, you know, I wouldn't be back in Kansas City, we made, you know, a list, and the Ravens was the first team on my list.
If I'm D-Hop, too, I would, you know, and I'm a veteran guy like that, and I got the number one offense, and I got an MVP every year at quarterback. The Ravens would be on the top of my list, too, if I was a wide receiver. A quarterback that's getting better throwing a ball, and you got an offensive coordinator, and, you know, you've had the number one offense. I think it's a great spot.
Also sounds like Kansas City's interest in bringing him back might not
Zero.
Have been that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
they did
I mean?
Not want him back.
Because, you know, you got Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball, who's no slouch at that sort of thing either.
Yeah. And, you know, they got Worthy, and they got Rice, and
they got old Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood, yeah.
All right, here's DeAndre Hopkins talking about the opportunity to play with Lamar Jackson, something that apparently he's wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Lamar, you know, being the leader of this team is part of the reason that I came here. You know, what he stands for and how he's led this team and this organization, you know, to the playoffs in multiple years. And, you know, since he's been here, you know, just – how he's, you know, just led, you know, any receiver group he's had. So I think, you know, that played a big part of me coming here for sure, Lamar being the quarterback.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you're a organization, you know, because the Ravens, what is the knock? I mean, what is the negative if you're a veteran player going to the Ravens? You know, especially a wide receiver. You got a great organization. Got great facilities. You win games. You throw the football. You got the number one offense in the league. You got an MVP quarterback. You got a running back who you played with at Tennessee. So, I mean, seems to me like kind of a no-brainer.
3 years ago, maybe not as much.
Right. Oh, no doubt. When G-Row was here, no, hell no, if I'm a receiver. We talked about that when G-Row was here because, like, I ain't blocking all day long. You know, I want to catch the receivers. Receivers get paid to catch. You know, and blocking and stuff, that's a want to. And if I'm catching balls, a lot more times you want to block more if you're catching balls.
Now, he comes here, not going to be the number one option.
No.
He might be fourth or fifth, counting tight ends and running backs, when it's all said and done. I guess the question is, can he accept an even more reduced role than even he had last year for Kansas City?
Well, Bob, you know, when you look at it, a lot of times they played a lot of three wide receivers, the Ravens did. So is he going to get 15 snaps a game, 15, 20 snaps a game? If they're running 60 someplace, probably get a third. You know, they run a lot of two tight ends also. So there's a lot of, and I guess I would think, Bob, a lot of it is probably going to be game plan. You know, where can we take advantage of? Is it better with D-Hop, or is it better with our tight ends or somebody else?
It's 58-81-057 the Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. It is NFL lunch here on this Featured Artist Friday. Hopkins is a young man in chronological years, but a little up there in football years. Now you're coming in where you have Zay Flowers, you've got Tez Walker, Rashad Bateman, a lot of younger wide receivers. So you're the grizzled veteran. What's it like joining that young core?
Those are some very talented young receivers. Those guys, Zay, Bate, you know, the tight ends that we have, Mark and those guys. I think, you know, well, the receivers specifically, you know, they're young. fast. Those guys go out and make plays. They're exciting to watch, you know, but I don't know much about them outside of, you know, just what I see on the football field. So, you know, just looking forward to, you know, just hanging out and learning more about them.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it, you know, when an old guy comes in like that, we used to do that a lot at San Francisco, bring in a lot of the older guys, and they're willing to help because D-Hop's here to do what? Win. And to get Bateman and Zay better and stuff, that's part of his role. So, you know, he's going to help them and, you know, route running. But Bates a great route runner. He creates a ton of separation. Zay Flowers is a good route runner. And if he can add anything, you know, to those guys, more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power to him.
Now, as he comes in, DeAndre Hopkins, at this stage of his career, as we said, a veteran ball player, what is the skill set as we head into 2025?
You know, I would say, you know, how I'm able to get open. You know, I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, you know, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and, you know, contested catches. You know, I feel like that's been something that, you know, I've been able to excel in. And just, you know, I would say my knowledge of defenses as well. Playing 13 years in the NFL, you learn defensive coverages and, you know how to get open and you kind of know what the defense is doing sometimes pre-snap.
Kind of like Travis Kelce, you know, I mean, Bob, I mean, he doesn't run very well anymore, but what? He's always open. Why? Because he's smart as hell. He knows where the holes are in the zone. He knows how to read coverage, and he knows how to get open, you know, how to push off and do those types of things. You know, it's like being a rebounder in basketball, you know, the little, like Dennis Rodman, how is he so great at 6'9"? You know, as a rebounder, he knew all the little intricacies of it. And I think that's what D-Hop has got to bring inside.
D-Hop talking about making players. You know why? Because players make plays. Now, he did make it to the Super Bowl last season with Kansas City. Didn't win. Got spacked around, as a matter of fact, to the Kansas City Chiefs. But what was that taste like?
Obviously, you know, I started off in Tennessee, then went to Kansas City. So, you know, I had best of both worlds, being, you know, with the team that wasn't a contender, and then going to a team like Kansas City, who was obviously, you know, we played in the Super Bowl. So, you know, a lot of lessons that, you know, I can give to a lot of players, especially on this team, you know, being in the game that they were in last year, you know, almost, you know, basically, you know, about to play us, but, you know, almost doesn't get it done in the NFL. So, you know, I feel like I can give a lot to this, especially this receivers group, you know, and guys in the locker room as well. You know, I'm pretty sure there are some guys who's played in the Super Bowl, might have won a Super Bowl here, you know. But, you know, for myself, you know, if someone asks, you know, obviously I'm here to help and, you know, make everyone better.
You know, that kind of reminds me of Bob. I mean, what was the biggest complaint last year about the Orioles' off-season trade deadline? You know, you didn't get any veteran guys that have been there and done that in the playoffs, and that's what D-Hop brings. You know, you get into that AFC championship game, he's been there, he's won a game.